From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Sioux. The Greenville Central School District has learned it will receive both an increase in state aid totaling more than $491,000 plus $3.76 million in federal relief funds for the 2021-22 school year. Greenville Superintendent Tammy Sutherland said at the April 12th school board meeting, and I quote, "I am happy to say this budget definitely places school districts in a much better position financially than we were anticipating," end quote. She added, and I quote, "We were under the threat of a 20% cut most of this year, and that did not happen," end quote. Greenville state aid is up 3.68% to nearly $13,900,000. Total federal aid comes to almost $3,762,000. As for federal aid, the funds will be available for use through 2024 to help schools safely reopen for in-person instruction, address learning loss, and respond to students' academic, social, and emotional needs due to the disruptions of the COVID-19 pandemic. Sutherland said districts must make public by July 1st their plans for prioritizing spending on non-recurring expenses to meet those goals. Full-day pre-kindergarten programs for four-year-olds is also on the table. Sutherland said, and I quote, "It's a work in progress. We will be working and planning for how that money will be spent," end quote. The state budget also included a $249,000 increase in foundation aid, a program designed to provide additional aid to districts with needier students. Greenville's 2021-22 tentative budget is $32.89 million, an increase of 1.96% over the current spending plan. The tax levy would increase to 1.15%. The annual school board elections and budget vote is May 18th, and you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. The Columbia County Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, April 13th, announced the selection of William Gerlach as the chamber's new president and CEO. According to a statement released by the board, Gerlach is, and I quote, "an experienced professional and Columbia County native who has been entrenched in the local business community. In the past, he served in various leadership roles of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, including its board of directors and numerous committees," end quote. Most recently, Gerlach worked as a sales executive for Marshall and Sterling Insurance. With his background, Gerlach brings experience in business development, commercial lending, and relationship management. He is also a former local small business owner. Derek H. Latour, board chairperson, said, and I quote, "Mr. Gerlach's qualifications, leadership, enthusiasm, and understanding of the greater Columbia County area were the deciding factors for the chamber in undertaking this selection," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Mr. Gerlach is certain to be an outstanding advocate for our members with his unique skill set and commitment to our greater community," end quote. Gerlach said, and I quote, "Through the years, this organization has played such a significant role in every stage of my career, and I am so very thankful to have this opportunity to give back to this very important business organization," end quote. Gerlach succeeds Jeffrey Hunt, who served in the position from mid-2016 until November 2020. Hunt and the chamber parted ways after the board of directors said it was made aware of certain financial irregularities. However, board members never divulged the nature of those alleged irregularities. You can read more about this story at Columbia County Chamber of Commerce website. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. New York drivers could soon be paying an extra 55 cents per gallon of gas for cleaner air if a bill in the state Senate is passed. Ken Polkowski, vice president at the State Business Council, said the gas hike would generate an estimated $2.3 billion in revenue, but would come at a cost for consumers and industry. He said, and I quote, "The idea of an industry-wide carbon fee is still an open issue," end quote. Lawmakers argue a 55-cent per gallon gasoline price hike would be a hard sell for constituents. Long Island Democrat Todd Kaminsky, who chairs the Senate Environmental Committee, asked, and I quote, What do we say to those people who are just trying to get by? End quote. He added, and I quote, that would seem to be a very scary number, end quote. Others, including a number of climate activists, said they believe the increase could be offset by energy efficiency in other areas and that the urgency of climate change justifies the increase. Anel Hernandez of the New York City Environmental Justice Alliance said higher gas prices would spur more electric vehicle sales and mass transit, which would reduce greenhouse gases. The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, passed in 2019, calls for cutting carbon or greenhouse gas emissions by 85% from 1990 levels by 2050. It also calls for the state to have 70% renewable electricity by 2030 and zero emission electricity by 2040. The law does not explain how to pay for those goals. However, most agree it will require large upfront investments to shift from fossil fuels to renewables. Brooklyn Democrat Senator Kevin S. Parker, chair of the Energy and Telecommunications Committee, has proposed a carbon tax on manufacturers as well as providers of fossil fuels such as motor oil. John Bartlow, executive director of Empire Forest Products Association, said the legislation would cost his industry, which includes paper mills, an additional $1 billion. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.